Sorry.
Yeah. Eat, sleep, fantasy. You rocking with the best. NFL fantasy football podcast. We talking mock drafts, running backs. Better follow the conversation with Dale, Christian, and Armando. Screaming Eat Nation. We doing what we like. Tune in every week. Guaranteed we get it hype. Fantasy football enthusiasts. I know you plan to be joining us on Eat, Sleep, Fantasy. Yeah. Eat, Sleep, Fantasy. Eat, Sleep, Fantasy.
All right, guys, welcome to Eat, Sleep, Fantasy. I am your host, with Armando Crespo, and with me for the first time is the fiery Canadian, Clayton Kadukes.
Yeah, that's close. What's going on, Eat Nation? How's things going?
What's your Twitter handle?
It's Clayton. At Kadu Clayton.
All right, this guy is our waiver wire guru, so we'll be touching base on the waiver wire. Clayton, do you guys celebrate Thanksgiving or have anything like Thanksgiving in Canada?
We have ours in October, actually.
Oh, really? Like, what do you guys...
It's like the second week in October.
What do you guys do, just so our American listeners?
Eat a ton, just like you guys do. We just don't get any football.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's the only difference.
Do you guys cook the turkey as well?
Yeah, we cook turkey, ham, stuffing, you name it.
Are you guys big into, what do you call those, like, casseroles? Are you guys big into casseroles?
Yeah. Some people eat them. We don't usually as a family, but.
You ever had a sweet potato casserole?
Yes, I have, actually, and I do actually enjoy it.
It's fucking good.
Yeah, it is. Like it's very good.
Yeah, I didn't know what a casserole was until very recently with my Caucasian girlfriend serving it up, and it changed my life. We got sweet potato casserole, green bean casseroles with a side of rice and beans. It's good. It's a good time over here.
Yeah, we're also big in my family. We're Ukrainian. We're French Ukrainian, and we're big into the cabbage rolls and pierogies and all that stuff. Love it.
Oh man, that sounds delicious. Jesus. that's a completely different menu, actually, which is awesome. And you serve that on Thanksgiving?
Oh yeah, anytime usually.
All right, fair enough. All right, so let's jump right into the news. So for Thursday Night Football, everyone should know that there's a really good chance for Marvin Jones to sit. Is there anyone else for trusting Clayton on the Lions besides Kenny Golladay?
I actually do like Theo Riddick. I think he'll be able to. I think the Bears are going to be able to eat up the run, obviously, for sure. But I think Theo Riddick is going to catch a bunch of balls out of the backfield and get his production done that way.
Yeah, I can't see myself adding anyone else. I'm going to start on Kenny Golladay. LeGarrette Blount would be the next man up for the Lions, but I think last week when he took over for Kerryon Johnson, he had 1 yard on 5 carries. So that's not good. I don't think you're starting LeGarrette Blount. You're not picking anyone else up besides Theo Riddick for the Lions. So that's a pretty messy game, especially against the Bears.
Yeah, I think like with LeGarrette Blount, he'll probably get his, 10 to 12 touches, but it'll probably work out to about 10 or 12 yards.
Yeah. If he even gets, the only way he's going to salvage his day is with the touchdown. Yeah. And, I doubt they'll even score a touchdown against the Bears on Thursday Night Football. So Trubisky, talking about the Bears and Lions, Trubisky's probably out. He actually injured his shoulder at the end of the game. The next man up is Chase Daniels. I mean, personally, you tell me if I'm wrong, Clayton, I'm not touching any Bears this game. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm overthinking it. I know this gets the Lions. What are you thinking?
No, I don't like – definitely don't like their – obviously Howard and Cohen. They're more of an RB2 flex. I don't think Howard's going to do very much, but same as goes for Cohen, like with Theo Riddick and Cohen. I think Cohen's going to be able to do get his production and stuff done through the air, and I think he'll produce in that offense. But as far as even Anthony Miller, I think they might be pretty good plays because Robinson's going to be shadowed by Darius Slay, so probably take him out, and you got Anthony Miller and Gabriel playing. So,
yeah, no, 100% agree. I think maybe you're right about Cohen. I think he's a safe flex. Anthony Miller is probably another good flex. If you're desperate, I wouldn't start Allen Robinson this game. He's too up and down for me, especially this late in the season. You need someone that's going to be consistent. So if you can avoid it, avoid them all. But Cohen is probably the safer bet, and maybe Howard in a desperation.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, Trey Burton, bench him for anybody. Jonnu Smith, anyone. I don't think Trey Burton's going
to
get a look.
Yeah, and I heard Adam Shaheen's supposed to be coming back as well. So,
yeah, I think this is going to be a rough week for the Bears. Another Thursday night guy that you guys that unfortunately might not play is Tre'Quan Smith. He injured his foot as well after a huge game that really, really puts a bump in his stock. I don't know. Like, who are you trusting any other receiver besides Michael Thomas over there?
Not really. I mean, they do. What didn't they sign Brandon Marshall? Maybe he'll get on the field, but I wouldn't trust anybody else outside of the usual Ingram, Kamara, and Michael Thomas.
I know it's a little weird, but I think this bumps up Kamara a little more and Mark Ingram. I think they'll use Kamara a little more in the slot. And I think they'll just pound the ball with Mark Ingram most of the game. I mean, Atlanta's awful against the run, awful against the pass. So I think they're both get involved a lot more. I mean, if you're really desperate, you need a wide receiver, I think Keith Kirkwood could be interesting and Austin Carr. I mean, Kirkwood had a couple catches.
Didn't Carr catch a touchdown last week?
Yeah, he did. So, I mean, they're both interesting. If you're desperate, someone's going to pick up the load somewhere. I mean, just pick one of those two and maybe you'll get lucky. But if you can, I would avoid both of them. I mean, this is a situation where it's a must win for almost everyone in fantasy football.
Yeah. And so I have my rankings. I have Ingram and Kamara both in the top 10 this week. So,
yeah, I think I'm going to be with you on that one. It's going to be hard not to rank in the top 10.
Yeah, exactly.
So the next man up we're going to be talking about is Ryan Tannehill is coming back after missing almost, I think, more than a month already. I don't know. I'm pretty happy about this. The Dolphins need him.
So does that bump up Stills then?
I think it bumps up Stills a lot. I mean, you know, what, 2 years ago when it was Ryan Tannehill, Kenny Stills was a solid wide receiver too. Jakeem Grant's gone. So that definitely helps Kenny Stills. You still have Amendola over there, and Devontae Parker might play. So I think, I think this bumps up Stills. I think Parker's interesting if he can come on the field. But I think Stills is a solid wide receiver. What do you think? 2-3-ish?
More 3-ish, I think.
Yeah. He's got a high ceiling. I think you're going to see a lot of Amendola this week. And I think you'll see some Drake as well, playing more as a receiver than a running back. I think he'll get like 3 carries and then get targeted 10 times.
But
they're way banged
up. Yeah, but did Tannehill target Amendola much when he was playing? I can't really remember, actually.
He didn't.
Stills was pretty good when he was in, so.
Yeah, I think Amendola was getting 3 or 4 targets a game. I think he started turning up later right before his injury. So maybe now, you know, we'll see how it goes. But I don't think he has a choice right now. It's Amendola and Stills, and that's pretty much it. So we'll see what happens. I think, I don't know. Personally, I think this kind of gives Amendola a wide receiver 3, a safe wide receiver. I think they're both solid wide receiver 3s. And Drake's probably, what, an RB2-ish? Number 24?
Yeah, I put him in top 24.
Yeah, it's hard not to. I mean, that upside is just so hard and just to turn away from.
Just Gore. Gore just keeps going with it, though.
I know. I'm kind of hoping they kind of close the door on Gore after the bye and start giving some Ballage some action. I mean, the Dolphins are knocking on the door being eliminated from the playoffs pretty soon if they don't, you know, turn it up. I think Ballage is more explosive. Drake's more explosive. I think just wasting time feeding an old man Gore. I mean, he's good. He's not going to fumble the ball, but fuck, come on. He's not going to win you a fucking game.
That's true.
It's depressing. So Gurley actually left the Chiefs game with an ankle. He didn't leave the game with injury. The game finished. He has an ankle injury. I don't know. He didn't look good in that game. Maybe he just didn't get a lot of carries. I don't know. Did you watch that game?
There was no way. I get up early for work, but there was no way I was going to bed before that game ended.
Yeah, it was incredible.
But yeah, no, it was probably one of the best games I've ever watched.
So what was wrong with Gurley? What the hell happened?
From what I read, I think he rolled it early in the game.
Right.
And I think he just kind of just tried to play through it. But I think it was later in the game. I know he sat out a couple – I mean, it's okay. Obviously, he goes out to get spelled once in a while, but he was out for a few series at a time, which I was kind of like, that was interesting. And then, yeah, and then news came out today that he had rolled his ankle.
Yeah, I mean, this is what's going to happen with running backs down the stretch. I mean, this is a good point to make. Like right now, handcuff your running backs. I think Gurley's going to be fine, but once they clinch, you know, the 1-2 seed,
yeah.
I expect him to bench what's Gurley that? For the rest of the season. So if that Malcolm happens week Brown 16, you're
guy?
Fucked.
Malcolm Brown's the guy, I believe.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about the waiver wire in a second, but yeah, definitely right now, like if don't waste your waiver wire on a handcuff, but if they're there and you have like, I mean, personally, I think it's safe if you're in the playoffs already and you're not worried about it. I think it's safe to drop guys like Crowell, Gore. I mean, I love Elijah McGuire, but I think you can drop him for handcuffs, you know, like Austin Eckler, Malcolm Brown, Spencer Ware, you know, your elite guys, they need to be handcuffed right now.
Yeah, exactly. It's tough to trust anybody in the Jets anyways. So I think I have to roll with Crowell in one league that I have, but I'm not very confident doing so.
Right. No, I'm just saying, like, if you don't, like, if they're expendable and you just have, like, this depth move, like, I need to have, like, Crowell's sitting at the end of your bench, it's just cut him. You can't trade him. You're not going to start him. He's not going to win you a game. You know, if Malcolm Brown becomes a starter, he will be an RB top 14.
Absolutely.
You know, he's not going to be Gurley, but you're not going to, you'll lose those, you know, what, 10 points a game more. But, I mean, it's enough, you know, like, you're not going to be able to replace that with Crowell, that's for sure.
But would you see it, but then I would go against you saying to drop Spencer. Did you say drop Spencer Ware?
No, I said, like, I would add handcuffs.
Sorry, I misunderstood you.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, like, add, like, those are the direct handcuffs. We know these guys could perform if they, given the option, they'll be, you know, they won't be the exact proxies of, you know, Hunt, you know, Gordon and Gurley, but they'll be good enough to get you by. You know, you won't see a huge drop. So you know, those are like three guys that came off my head. Chase Edmonds.
Yeah,
he's a direct handcuff to David Johnson. Is there anyone else I'm missing? Joe Mixon, obviously Giovanni Bernard. You know, just start looking at the handcuffs. Go look at depth charts and grab the guys that are directly behind them. Obviously, don't pick up LeGarrette Blount, he's awful. He's not a direct handcuff. There isn't a direct handcuff. But I just, yeah, just see who's getting the work after those guys.
I'm actually curious to see in that Detroit-Chicago game. I wonder what the over and under for Stafford getting sacked would be.
Oh, man, that's going to be brutal. I think, what was it, like 9 or 10 sacks last time they played the Bears?
I think that was it.
That's brutal. I feel bad for Stafford. If he gets it, if he gets more than 10 points, I'll be shocked. So the next thing I kind of want to talk about is sad news, but O.J. Howard is on IR. If Cameron Brate's out there, I think he's a safe pick up.
I think Cameron in Dynasty. Brate jumps right into tight end one.
Yeah,
Winston.
Yeah,
Winston likes him. And I noticed that he's been getting targets all year, and he's been productive at times. But I think with Howard out of the mix, I think he's the guy now, right? So.
Oh yeah, 100%, 100% agree with that. So I have a question for you. So I own. Do you know the rules of SFB?
I do not. No,
Scott Fishbowl. Okay, well, let's just say like tight ends get a little more. Like I think they get an extra half point for a catch. So I have Cameron Brate on the bench right now. This is kind of a must-win for me. If I win this week, I'm guaranteed a playoff spot, which starts week 13. Would you bench someone like Taylor Gabriel for Cameron Brate, just considering that I might get an extra half point for a Cameron Brate catch? That's the only difference.
I would. I personally like Brate. I've had Brate on my roster pretty much in one league that I'm 9-2, and I've used him every game that he's played in. I don't like we were talking about earlier, I don't like any Chicago receiver outside of maybe Anthony Miller. I think Gabriel is, I mean, he'll catch a few balls, but I think whoever it's going to be, either Chase Daniels or Trubisky, I think they'll look more for toward Anthony Miller than for Gabriel.
Okay, so here's one more. This is the line I have now. I have Christian Kirk and Calvin Ridley. Would you bench any of those guys for Cameron Brate?
No. Would I bench him? No. I like Ridley this week.
Yeah, I do too. What about I have David Moore and Marquez Valdez.
For Brate, MVS, I would bench.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I would probably bench. I don't know. I'm a big fan of David Moore, but I would probably bench. I think Brate's going to be a solid, like, yeah, I think he's a top. I would put him in top eight tight end this week. Probably rest of the season. They're going against San Francisco. I think it's going to be safe not to. It's going to be hard not to start Brate if you can get him on the roster. So another sad news is Alex Smith. I'm sure everyone knows this. Alex Smith is on IR. I'm going to give you my take really quick. I think Colt McCoy, me and Clayton kind of talked about this. I think Colt McCoy is better for fantasy. I'm not going to say he's better than Alex Smith in football, but he's definitely going to get the ball down the field more. He's going to get Jordan Reed involved more. He's mobile, so it's also going to open up the running game. So I think this is going to help Adrian Peterson. So personally, I think this gives everyone a bump up. I don't know if this is going to help them win more, but I think this can give more fantasy potential. I think Josh Doctson's is appealing now, a lot more appealing than he was before. That's for sure. I think Jordan Reed actually gets a bump into a tight end 12 territory before he was even startable anymore. So that's kind of what my take on the Colt McCoy situation.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I like Doctson actually quite a bit this week as well.
You think is he gonna be on your waiver wire?
No,
like, not yet.
I'll wait a couple weeks.
Yeah, I actually picked him up in one league. I was really desperate and I was pretty happy with the results. I didn't have another option. I knew Alex Smith was gonna get injured, but I just like, all right, fuck it. Let's see what Josh Doctson.
I like him more long term in like a dynasty keeper league maybe, as I do have him in ours.
Yeah, he's super slow to develop. Yeah. Like, I mean, honestly, if I owned him, like, he would be like the last possible bench spot. Like, I was like, I haven't even played him
all year. He's just been sitting there.
No, he's getting a lot of targets. He's getting over five targets over the past 3 or 4 weeks. So I think he's definitely turning it up a notch. But it's still like not enough for me to feel comfortable starting him in every format.
Colt McCoy throwing him the ball. It's kind of a little scary. Exactly. See how it goes for a week or so and go from there.
I think he has a stronger arm. I think he'll throw the ball longer. I think he'll take more chances. I think that's just what backup quarterbacks do. They feel like this is their shot to impress. Like, you saw Fitzpatrick for a bit. You saw Brock Osweiler after 3 weeks.
And he just he knows the offense. Like, he's been in it. You know what I mean? He's been in that offense, playing in that offense for forever pretty much since he's been there. So I think he understands it a little bit more and he'll be able to make quicker decisions as well.
Yeah. No, I 100% agree. I think it's been 5 years now, so he definitely knows the offense. They did sign Mark Sanchez. I don't think there's any chance he'll go to Mark Sanchez anytime this season. I think it's Colt McCoy until he gets injured.
Is there really no other quarterback I don't understand how Sanchez is still even talked about.
I think it's because he knows the offense. He played in the offense, so it's not going to be such a sharp learning curve. They have someone if he does get injured, have something going right away and kind of, be competent somewhat. I think they need to sign another quarterback. It can't just be Mark Sanchez there. All right, let's take a break here. Don't cut. I just want to write down this time code so we can transition into the waiver wire. Let me see if there's any other news we need to go over that I might have missed. Is there anything else you want to cover with the news?
No, I think that's pretty much all I pretty much had written down.
Cool. Let me just write down 9:45.
Am I blowing it yet or what?
No, I think it's going smoothly. I think we're finding a groove. Sorry, I stopped it there. I just like to get my brain back in order before we go into the next section. No, that's
okay. So you're starting to try to take over a little bit more?
I guess so, man. I have to, man. Like, you saw what happened. This is every night. Like, Brito and Taylor are ready to roll, and then, like, something happens, and it just falls apart. You saw it firsthand. It's not the first time it happens. So I'm just going to – so for this waiver wire section, I'm going to let you kind of lead it. Sure. That's okay. And, you know, I'll, you know, we'll talk about, well, let's talk about quarterbacks. You tell me Lamar Jackson. And then, you know, maybe I was thinking about adding Baker Mayfield. Like, just, you know, if you're desperate, he is playing Tampa Bay or he's playing Cincinnati. So he's kind of interesting.
I had a few actually on another list that I was doing. Oh. Like, you know, Andy Dalton, Eli Manning, I think is going to be fine this week.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Then, if you have some guys, then you just go ahead and add them on. I just think, just so we have a few more to talk about. Okay, let me write this down. All right, Clayton. So since you're a waiver wire guru, I know we're running a little late on this, but you know these guys still might be available when you guys are listening to this podcast. They're good guys to pick up if they are available. So let's jump right into it. Let's go into quarterbacks, Clayton. So who do you have your eye on right now?
Last week, Lamar Jackson is a good one. Like on my waiver wire article I posted, like his solid stat line last week with his 150 yard, he threw for 150 yards, but his rushing yards was big too. I think had he thrown the ball a little bit more and had a, you know, threw a touchdown or two, like he would have been considered an elite quarterback for that week. So I think he's still going to get. I think he's going to get the go this week. Harbaugh was saying that. Flacco might be able to go, but I highly doubt that. But I like Lamar Jackson. He's owned. He's available in over 80% of leagues. So in Yahoo leagues, so he would be an option.
Before we move on, I just want to say one thing about Lamar Jackson. His schedule is beautiful. He plays the Raiders. He's at the Falcons and he's at the Chiefs. Yeah. So in all those formats, in all those games, he's really interesting. Like if you are in desperation mode, I don't think he's going to be throwing the ball, but I think you can expect him to have, you know, 80 to 100 yards rushing a game and, you know, maybe 150 yards passing. So, I mean, personally, I think this downgrades, if he stays a starter, I think this downgrades everyone. John Brown's down. Crabtree's down. Sneed is interesting still in PPR formats only. And if you're in a four TD, you know, quarterback league, I think Lamar Jackson gets a bigger bump just because, you know, he's going to be running the ball. He has a better chance of running the ball in for a touchdown than other quarterbacks do. So that's just my take on Lamar Jackson. I think he's interesting more so in, you know, four touchdown leagues. He's a top 15 guy for me in that
respect. Yeah. Oh yeah. There's a few other quarterbacks that are good matchups. I like Andy Dalton, even without AJ Green. He showed last week he has a high floor without Green, and he possibly could get Green back this week. So if he's out there, he'd be a good pickup. Eli Manning, believe it or not, the last couple of weeks his numbers have been up and seems like they're finally clicking. Yep. So he'd be an option. And the last one, well, you mentioned Baker Mayfield. Yeah.
I like his matchup. He's playing Cincinnati, who's awful in all respects of defense. So and that's my take on him. He might take
a little bit of grief for this, but Nick Mullins would be, I think, a fine add this week and possibly a good starter against Tampa Bay. So that's pretty tasty matchup there for him.
The only guy I kind of want to add on to this is Jameis Winston. Whoever is starting for Tampa Bay Buccaneers is going to be a top 15 running quarterback. You know, it sucks that, you know, Fitzpatrick got benched, but I think it's safe to say that Jameis Winston is going to be the quarterback the rest of the way. There's no way they're going to do the flip. I mean, like it's Jameis Winston's job, at least for the end until the end of the season. They need to see if he's going to be on the roster next season, to be honest. So I think he's playing San Francisco this week, and then going into playoffs, he has a good matchup against New Orleans week 14. So if you're playing quarterback streaming, I think he's interesting. But yeah, Jameis Winston's just somewhat interesting in those respects. Like he's going to put up at least 20 points a game if he's a starter.
Yeah, I agree with that. Should we jump into running backs? All right. Yeah, well, everybody's favorite target this week is Gus Edwards for the Ravens. Obviously had a breakout game. But a lot of people are saying, you know, like obviously the Ravens backfield is crowded. But I think Edwards gets a bump as long as Jackson is playing. I think he fits that offense better with Jackson running the show. I think he's just more of a he's a solid downhill runner, and I think he will get first crack this week to be the lead back again.
Oh yeah, I'm 100% agree with that. The only thing I want to say about Gus Edwards is he's a big dude. So he's like he's a fullback material.
230. Like, I would not expect him to be catching something like that.
Yeah, he's a big motherfucker. So just expect him to be, you know, a touchdown guy. You know, like those yards. He's going to grind out those yards. I don't think you're going to see him in the passing game. I think it's going to still be Jafaurès Allen and Ty Montgomery back there. I think Alex Collins just fumbled his way out of the job at this point. Maybe he'll get some more work. He's still got a few carries. He's still got a touchdown. But I think Gus Edwards is going to continue to work. Maybe he won't get the 17 carries. I think maybe he'll get 12, and they'll get Alex Collins involved a little more. But I think it's safe to say that Gus Edwards is here to stay in some
and especially the against like the Raiders defense this week. I think you're going to see a lot of your rushing yards similar to what you did last week.
I mean, Gus Edwards is doing exactly what Alex Collins did sometime around this season, like last season. He took the job away from whoever was there before. And now Gus Edwards taking away, like, it's just what they do in Baltimore Ravens. They just replaced running backs like nothing.
Who was there last year? Now I'm trying to think. Was that?
It was Kenneth Dixon was back there. Alex Collins came out of nowhere. He took the job from Jafaurès Allen, had it for a bit, but then he became a full PPR guy. I can't remember who the other guy. Oh, Terrence West. Right. Yeah, I think it was like 3 or 4 games we had Terrence West, and then Alex Collins started getting trickled in. There was someone else that was back there as well. I just can't remember who it was.
Yeah, I can't remember.
So it doesn't matter. They're gone. They're not playing
exactly.
football anymore.
And that's last year.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Josh Adams, the Eagles. He played well last week. He showed well. Only carried the ball 7 times, but I think that's because obviously the game got out of hand very quickly against the Saints. So I could see him. I mean, really, they don't really have much else back there, but they like Josh Adams in preseason as well. So I think he's going to be able to put up some big numbers again this week. Yep.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, Wendell Small is back there, but he's not going to do any work. I mean, maybe when Sproles comes back. No, it's not going to affect Josh Adams at all. I think Josh Adams is here to stay. He's going to be, I think he's a low end running back too until we start seeing him get more than 10 carries. He needs to get to 10 point carry, 10 carry game.
Obviously take control of a game earlier, get a lead in a game, you know, give him a chance to run the ball. Yeah. That's the problem though. They keep getting down early and they have to go right to the passing game. So.
Yeah. I feel bad for the kid. Is there any other guys we have? I think that's kind of it. I don't know if you had
any. We kind of talked about him a little bit earlier. Theo Riddick. Theo Riddick would be a good pickup because I think Detroit's going to have trouble running the ball, and the only way they're going to be able to move get their yards is through the air. So between, you know, Galladay and probably Theo Riddick will probably catch, you know, 8 to 10 balls. So
yeah. No, I agree with that. Sorry, I just want to say this one thing. Carlos Hyde did not get a... I don't think he got a single carry.
No, he didn't.
Okay. So I think it's safe to say that T.J. Yeldon's a direct handcuff. Hyde is just there as a precautionary measure. So feel free, if you're looking for handcuffs, drop Carlos Hyde because he's not the guy.
That's a weird trade anyway, so...
Yeah, no, I 100% agree. not good. That was. I don't think it was a smart trade. I think Theo Riddick is interesting in PPR formats more so than in...
Yeah.
I think that does it for the running backs. Let's go right into the wide receivers. I'm looking through a couple guys, but go ahead and I might interrupt you.
Well, obviously a couple rookie receivers had giant games last week, Tre'Quan Smith and DJ Moore. Tre'Quan Smith, obviously he's battling an injury right now, so his status is up in the air. The one guy I do like a lot is DJ Moore, though. I think said a couple games where he stood out, but I think he's starting to get more targets. I think he's getting Newton's attention a little bit as well. especially with a performance like he did last week. A lot of people do say as well, 157 yards and touchdown. Well, exactly. 82 of those yards.
No, I read about the play, and it was just like a broken tackle. He got still got a touchdown late in the game.
For 82 yards,
so
right?
I 100% agree with you. TJ Moore, I think he's more interesting in a keeper dynasty format. I don't feel comfortable starting him right now. I mean, it feels like they kind of like jump through different wide receivers depending on, Exactly, yeah. So I think DJ Moore is definitely, I think DJ Moore is going to be a wide receiver two next year. Right now, it's a desperation play.
Every week, yeah. I agree with that. Traquan Smith, though, if he does play, obviously he's going to see a high target share. He was targeted 13 times last week, so... Between him and Thomas, they can do damage outside. So I do like Traquan Smith.
Yeah, that's good.
The one guy that sticks out for me is Kiki Kuti. Is that what it is? Or I don't know. I've heard it so many ways. But with him, he's going to be looked at a lot. I understand. Like obviously with Will Fuller out, that helps his his stats as well, but he's catching balls out of the slot, and he's playing well. Like 5 catches last week for 77 yards. So I think he's going to be. I think he's a good add, and I think you can start him this week as well. I don't think Demaryius Thomas. Obviously, he didn't even get a catch last week, which was weird considering his first game back. They fed him quite quickly. Right at the start of the game, but I like him, and I think if you can add him.
So there's a couple guys I want to add. The only guy I want to bring up from running backs is Jalen Richard. I think he is the guy to own ahead of Doug Martin right now, especially in PPR formats. But, just in general, he's getting more yards. He's a better running back. I think Jalen Richard is the, just the guy to own. If you're looking for a running back, he might be available in your leagues, and he's interesting. Like especially as a flex option, he's there, and he's going to get you, 8 points at least. Depending on how big the yardage is.
Yeah, and another guy I talk about for wide receiver is he's on a bye this week, but Josh Reynolds, he's the real deal, I think. Watching him yesterday, I understand that the game was ridiculous fantasy numbers got put up with a lot of players last week, but he was used as Goff used Cup.
100% agree.
I mean, I think
I think you guys should keep track of Sammy Watkins throughout this week and see if he's practicing, see how he's looking. Oh yeah, but if he's not healthy come week 13, I think Chris Conley is definitely worth an add. Someone has to catch the ball, opposite of Tyreek Hill and Kelsey. I mean, and Conley did enough to be interesting. He is definitely worth, a speculative ad. I don't think he's going to be enough to, be startable. But if you're desperate and you're in the playoffs, 60, you need desperation, you need a touchdown, I think Conley is interesting. If Sammy Watkins isn't practicing or if he's playing, he's game time decision, I think I would just fire up Conley and expect, another dud from Sammy Watkins.
Yeah, then Eat Nation, you guys should listen to Armando with his speculative ads, because about 2 weeks ago he
the work they were
sent me a
in.
Message
like, okay, this is weird. You don't see this guy, and then now he's getting 6 carries.
He's fucking crazy.
This is going to be a trend.
Clearly not.
So we're talking about this a little earlier. We're talking about who you should grab if Traquan Smith is out. And I think the guy to own is Keith Kirkwood. He saw 16% of the target share. That's a little more than Michael Thomas did. He saw 13%. So if Traquan Smith is out, I think Keith Kirkwood is the one to own. If you're looking between Carr and Kirkwood, I think he is going to be the safer bet going into this week. So just to, I think that's about it for the waiver wire. Did you have any tight ends you wanted to add on the end?
Yeah. Good, or defenses good to know for sure. Obviously if Brate was out there, Jonnu Smith maybe, but with Mariota,
I think so.
I don't,
yeah, he did. It's actually been 2 weeks in a row he's got a touchdown.
Nothing. But although, you know, he did catch it. Didn't he? He caught a touchdown last week, didn't he? Yeah, he caught one. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And I guess
Kelsey's on his bye as well. So.
So, yeah, I think Jonnu Smith would be a.
So I know we talked about maybe talking a little about the Thursday night game. So we might just skim through them pretty fast. There isn't a lot to talk about, especially with the first game that's on our slate is the Bears and Lions. You might be going in there without Mitch Trubisky, and Lions are going in there without Marvin Jones and Kerryon Johnson. So I think you tell me if I'm wrong. I think the only must start, in my opinion, is Kenny Golladay, and that's, you know, as a wide receiver three, just because the Bears demolished the Lions last week or last, you know, 2 weeks ago. You know, Tariq Cohen, like you said, is a running back three flex, and maybe Jordan Howard, if you're desperate, he'll get the work, 15 carries maybe.
Yeah, same thing, like a running back too as well.
That's
for
right.
Howard,
I'll do like the Theoretic a lot, actually.
Theoretic if you're desperate.
You know, you're wondering who's going to be the wide receiver that steps up once they trade Golden Tate. It's not a receiver, it's Theoretic. So he's healthy, he's going. So I think he is interesting. And I think if you're looking for a Bears wide receiver, I think Taylor Gabriel's interesting just because he is running in the slot, and Anthony Miller, but I just don't trust Allen Robinson whatsoever. The next game on our slate, and I don't think you're starting, I think you're starting the Bears comfortably. Just because it's Chase Daniels back there, I don't think the Lions are worth starting. They have their games, but I don't think this is going to be one of them.
Oh, I agree. I don't like
the next game we're going to talk about, Redskins and Cowboys. We talked about Cole McCoy taking the reins. Are you trusting any Redskin as a must, not a must start, but who are you, like, who's your desperation play here?
Well, I like AP. I like, I think Peterson's going to get a lot of work. And, Jordan Reed, I guess. That would be.
I think
be,
that
those
if you're playing, double check what I'm about to say. Yeah, the Cowboys are actually, they're top 10-ish against running backs. I don't think they've allowed, I think they've only allowed one rusher to hit 60 yards against that defense. So I think it's really, if you're going to play Adrian Peterson, he may get the work, but he's proven if he gets the work, it doesn't mean he's going to produce with that work. So I think just temper your expectations. You're playing Adrian Peterson, but I think he is, you know, a solid running back two going into this week. He might fall into the end zone a couple times, maybe. But yeah, if you have to play a running back, I think he's, you know, a good RB2/flex. And, you know, like you said, Jordan Reed, especially with Kelsey out, or, you know, if you, you know, maybe play him over Olsen, he has a little more upside with Cole McCoy back there. So you agree with all that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Sorry.
No, you're fine.
I was just letting you talk.
Sorry. You can cut me off at any point. Just disagree with me. Just tell me I'm a fucking idiot. It's okay, Clayton. Dale and Brito do it all the time.
No, that sounded good. So
okay, so all the Cowboys end. I think you're starting Ezekiel Elliott, and I think, you know, the Redskins actually have a really strong defense, and they're one of the defenses that I'm picking up in all my leagues for the playoff push. Like,
yeah, and I don't like Cooper. I'm not a fan of Cooper this week at all with Josh Norman.
Yeah,
yeah. And outside of that, I think Zeke's the only guy to go with.
Yeah, yeah. This is kind of throwing a curveball at you, but in Dynasty, I know this is not what we talk about, but which tight end should you own if you are looking for a tight end to own for the Cowboys for Dynasty? You know, if you don't have an answer, it's okay.
I don't look at that. Those are tight ends, but what's his name?
Swaim? Yeah, that's the guy that pops in my head too.
Yeah, exactly. I think, what's his first name?
Jeff.
Yeah, okay.
Jeff.
So I'm not an idiot.
No, you're not. I don't know how maybe it's a different, it's Geoff, I think it's how you.
So yeah, Jeff.
Yeah, I was just curious. That's the guy that pops in my head as well. I think that I'm looking at tight ends in my Dynasty League. I'm like, I just need to have a backup to Kelsey, and I'm looking at him. He's the guy.
Well, you don't want to use him because I believe he's on, I think he's on IR, I think.
Oh, fuck. damn it. Jesus, Clayton, I got to pay more attention.
Am I playing you this week at all or no?
No, you're not.
If it is, yeah, get him and start him.
Yeah, right? So yeah, like he said, I think Cooper, I mean, personally, I think Cooper is what I think is strong wide receiver three. He's going to get the targets. What he does with those targets is completely up to him and his want to have a big paycheck, I guess. I don't know. Like, what the fuck his issue is. Cole Beasley's somewhat interesting, but that's about it.
Sorry, I'm going to interrupt you for a sec. So Swaim isn't on IR.
Okay.
I think he will undergo wrist surgery, but it shouldn't keep him out longer, they said, than week 12.
Yeah. Okay, good. That's good to know. So I need him week 12, so I still can't use him. As far as defenses go, I don't think I feel comfortable personally starting the Cowboys defense against the Redskins. I think they're still going to play it safe. Colt McCoy has been in the system for a long time, like we said before. So I think the Cowboys aren't necessarily a must-start defense. If you're looking at that, they're playing Colt McCoy, backup quarterback. I think it's more like they're going to be running the ball. They're not going to turn the ball over. It's still, you know, the Redskins.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know. They're intriguing a little bit because they are, like, where do they fall as far as where's their defensive ranking?
As far as fantasy goes, I'm not 100% sure. I know in the actual NFL, they're strong, like top 12, I think. If you want to look that up, I will talk about the Falcons and Saints while you find out where.
Yeah, actually, yeah. So, yeah, I just picked it up here. So in total yard, yeah, they're the eighth best defense in total yards. At least they're giving up only just over 300 yards.
There you go.
Total yards per game. So.
So you think the Cowboys are one of the top streaming defenses this week?
I don't know, top streaming. I think they'd be a good option though. But now I'm not a fan of Peterson at all because I didn't realize they're only giving up like 90 yards on the ground a game. So
it's not pretty.
So I'll take that out of my mouth.
So let's move on to the Falcons and Saints. I think you're starting Matt Ryan. I think you're starting Drew Brees. I do think that we've seen the end of like the top three Matt Ryan. I don't think that was sustainable. I don't think he is that as a quarterback in general.
But I agree. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I just I've thought that way for a while. He just doesn't look right. I mean, he's still putting up numbers, but he doesn't look like that MVP season Matt Ryan that he had.
No, 100% agree. Yeah, I just don't think he's. Yeah, well, doesn't matter. I think you could start him this week with confidence and expect 20 points.
Yeah,
but I mean, moving forward, I don't think he's like a 36 point guy. He's not going to keep track with Drew Brees, and the Saints are going to roll over them as they do now. They are the best team, in my opinion, in the NFL. Yeah, so I think with the Saints, you're starting Kamara, you're starting Michael Thomas, and you're starting Mark Ingram, and that's about it. I think if you're desperate, like we said, Kirk is interesting, but that's about it. And Calvin Ridley is a must start. Austin Hooper, I think, is a top, I think he's a top four tight end going forward.
I think New Orleans is going to get to Matt Ryan. And I think he's going to have to get rid of the ball quickly. And I think Austin Hooper is going to be the one that's going to Matt for sure.
100%. So, yeah.
And a lot of people buy into the fact that what Ridley did their last game against New Orleans, right, with his big three touchdowns that he had. But at the same time, I think New Orleans obviously is clicking now. I think it's a completely different defense, and they have added Eli Apple as well. So I think he'll have a good game. I don't think it'll be three touchdown performance that he had last time around.
So I think that does it for our Thursday Night Football. I just want to throw out a couple streaming defenses, since you might be listening to this and it's Wednesday. So I think the Redskins, like we said earlier, are extremely interesting. I think the Bills are playing the Jags, and I think both defenses could put up some fantasy points. So I would go Bills over Jags if I had to pick one between those two defenses. But I think that's, up to you. Bills, I think, are a better defense this year. Another defense I think that's kind of interesting is the Patriots against the Jets. They're not a great defense by any means, but they are playing the Jets. So I think it's safe to start the Patriots this week, without an issue.
Yeah, the Colts wouldn't be a bad defense either against Miami.
Yeah, yeah. Jesus, come on, man. Did you do that on purpose? So one more defense, a couple more. The Ravens are good. The Ravens are going against the Raiders. Obviously, the Raiders are hot garbage. and the Chargers going against the Cardinals. Bosa is finally back. He played last week, limited snaps. I think the Chargers are just going to get better and better and better. I know they lost last week.
I can't believe they lost that game.
I know. But, it, you know, whatever. It is what it is. Like, it happens. It was bad luck. Hopefully they don't go back to their old ways and they make the playoffs because I'm a huge Chargers fan. But with Bosa back, I think they are, for me, a top five defense in the NFL. Not necessarily in fantasy, but they are a great defense. And the Steelers going against the Broncos are the last one I would consider streaming.
Yeah, I'd agree with all those.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I think that, like, you saw what the Saints did to the Eagles. I think if you're super desperate and they're out there and you're like, who the fuck do I start? I think the Saints might be good against the Falcons. I think that's could be a good matchup for them.
They are a good defense. Coming out of the bye, I think they've been just a completely different defense and playing well.
Yeah. So we'll see. I think the Saints are interesting if you're super desperate and you're, you know, everyone's wavered their defenses and you're stuck looking at, you know, the Saints are out there and you have like Dolphins and you're just start the Saints. Don't waste your time. Just do it. Thanks, Clayton. That wasn't a hot garbage. I think we did a good job.
Let's hope. Well, I guess we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see what Dale does to this.
Yeah, no, it was fun. It was fun. Yeah, hopefully I'll be invited back.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, you will be, Clayton. You actually show up. So, all right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Yeah, follow us at EatSleepFF. Dale will be popping in and out of this podcast. He will be adding ads, and, you know, maybe saying some jokes he's been holding back. He was supposed to be on with the show with us today, but he had baby problems. I don't know. All right, guys. Have a good night.
Yeah. Eat, sleep, fantasy. You rocking with the best. NFL fantasy football podcast. We talking mock drafts. Running backs better follow. The conversation with Dale, Christian, and Armando. Screaming Eat Nation. We doing what we like. Tune in every week. Guarantee we get it hype. Fantasy football enthusiasts, I know you plan to be joining us on Eat Sleep Fantasy. Yeah, Eat Sleep Fantasy. Woo! Uh-huh. Eat Sleep Fantasy.